We left Miss Stanley with Ann Veronica's fancy dress in her hands and her eyes directed to Ann Veronica's pseudo-Turkish slippers. When Mr. Stanley came home at 5:45, an earlier train by 15 minutes than he affected, his sister met him in the hall with a hushed expression. "I'm so glad you're here, Peter," she said. "She means to go." "Go?" he said. "Where?" "To that ball." "What ball?" The question was rhetorical. He knew. "I believe she's dressing upstairs now." "Then tell her to undress. Confound her." The city had been thoroughly annoying that day, and he was angry from the outset. Miss Stanley reflected on this proposal for a moment. "I don't think she will," she said. "She must," said Mr. Stanley, and went to his study. His sister followed. "She can't go now. She'll have to wait for dinner," he said, uncomfortably. "She's going to have some sort of meal with the Widgets downstairs, down the avenue, and go up with them." "She told you that?" "Yes." "When?" "At tea." "But why didn't you prohibit once for all the whole thing? How dare she tell you that?" "Out of defiance, she just sat and told me that was her arrangement. I've never seen her quite so sure of herself." "What did you say?" "I said, 'My dear Veronica, how can you think of such things?' And then she had 2 more cups of tea and some cake and told me of her walk. She'll meet somebody one of these days, walking about like that." "She didn't say she'd meet anyone." "But didn't you say some more about that ball?"